G'day and welcome to the podcast. I'm Flan. G'day, Spider Everett.
Oh, g'day, Flan.
Hey, interesting week in the grand final, Metricon Stadium. We're going to bung on a freebie.
It is. It's great. And, Bridge, you'll love this. You can go to Metricon Stadium with the kids, kick the footy on the ground during the grand final, watch it on the big screen. Going to be food trucks there as well. We're going to be there as well. It's going to be great. It's just the AFL's doing it all up the East Coast in Queensland. So
that's unreal.
They've got Mackay, Cairns and Townsville and also here. So a great initiative, but just give them back to the Gold Coast who, you know, I think they had end up having about 44 or 48 games at Metricon Stadium.
Incredible, isn't it?
When normally they'd only get 8 and they did it in half the amount of time. So a great effort.
Wasn't it bizarre though? Well, it was awesome for me. I was like driving around and seeing North Melbourne train at Benowa. It was the weirdest thing. I had to stop and perv, and, I mean, watch.
How good for you.
And how good, but it was just, wasn't that weird for you to see that?
Yeah. Oh, when every day you drove past Metricon, well, I was lucky enough to drive past Metricon Stadium, you'll see just a line of hire cars there, and there'll be players and all the property stewards. One team training on one oval, one team on the outside on the other oval. Wow. It was amazing.
It is. It's beyond. I remember going down for a comedy festival in Melbourne years ago, and a mate of mine picked me up on Friday night off the plane, and he took us out to the MCG. My first time there, and I watched. I think it was Richmond versus Collingwood, and
one
it
of
was
the biggest.
80, yeah. Is that really true? Is that that's one of the biggest? Because there was 87,000 people there.
Wow.
Middle of the season. It's not a semi-final. It's not a grand final. It's just Melbourneites love to go to the game.
Can I give you a bit of a stat then?
Yeah.
How's this then? Just for today. Just for today. Mm-hmm. Just for you. In 2019, 7 million people went and watched AFL Live.
Oh, man.
It's so much better at the ground.
That's an average of 35,000 people a game.
My God.
This year, they are just shy of 1 million, the average of 6,000.
Oh,
wow.
Big difference. They must be devastated with those sort of NRL numbers. Yeah. We didn't get to Ben Wood today, mate.
Oh, hello, yes.
Coming up on the podcast, we're going to have a chat to our mayor, Tom Tate. Bruce Springsteen has said if Donald Trump wins the US election, that he's moving to Australia. Well, we all agree that could happen. And we're going to talk to Tom about the sorts of things we need to do to make it happen. And also, our Victorian buddies have been doing it tough. Well, now, so have we. We have to put up with their rubbish on social media every time we post fun things that we're doing. So we've got another message for Victoria coming up. Let's kick off today with yet another voicemail that we've laid our hands on. Russell Crowe this time has heard that Gladys Berejiklian has given up on love.
Uh-huh.
He will not stand for it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Gladys, it's Russell. You know, Rabbitoh Russell. Oscar Russell. You know, Russell. Gladys, I'm heartsick, mate, you know, to know that you have given up on love. Gladys, you mustn't. Please, Hawkus, don't you give up on love, Hawkus. I think at this point you've got to back yourself and go on the all-new Full Monty and get your gear off. I mean, that's how everybody else saves their career. You know, Love Island or Muff the Turf Side or just go on something because I'm going to go on it. I've packed it on a little bit, you know, but, you know, my belly is huge. But that's for an acting role, Gladys. I mean, in fact, my belly's got so big, my belly button popped out like a pregnancy. You know, now I have this, like, 6-inch outie belly button. You know, it's actually bloody handy, really. I've taught myself to punch in my PIN number with it, and it's quite dexterous. I can dial a phone number with my belly button, my outie. I can stir a coffee. I can scratch an itchy agate. It looks odd in a cafe. It looks like I'm dunking my junk in a flat white. But, Gladys, don't give up on us, baby. Don't make the wrong seem right. That was Starsky or Hutch. I can't remember which. I think it was the blonde one. Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Well, lots of celebrities have threatened to move out of the States if Trump gets elected. Most didn't go through with it last time. But now Bruce Springsteen reckons he's off to Australia if he gets elected. We think he should move to nowhere else but the Gold Coast.
Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Well, he joins us every Tuesday. We love it. But the big question on everyone's lips at the moment, Tom, are you going to have Bruce Springsteen living in your place or are you going to find him somewhere else?
Mate, I would love the boss here. You know, I'd like his... He's the only guy who's got a worse crackling voice than me, so I reckon he'll make me sound good.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, he's very welcome, mate.
If you were to give Bruce Springsteen the key to the city, what would that key unlock?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, mate, that's a... Well, you're out, Bridge, so now you've... Jamie, I'll have to... scratch my head.
You were going to offer him like a sacrifice, me to Bruce Springsteen.
This is all right.
You should take that as a compliment, Bruce.
I you love his music and the serenade, all that. You love
and he's
his music.
Right, demo, he's 71.
Yeah. Bridget, I knew you were a passionate woman.
Oh, really?
But I didn't know you were key operator.
Wow.
That's...
Wow. So where
he's 71,
else?
Isn't
where
he?
Else? Like, I'm thinking, would you give him the key to that he can go up to 19 at the Star any time of day at night, the key to the special cupboard in the Gold Coast City Council, you know, the vault? Where? What?
No, I like to give him the key that I haven't given the key to anyone before. That's really more special.
No.
I like to give him the key to the newly to be opened our Home of the Art Gallery, mate.
Oh,
I'd like
get
to see
in there, get inspiration.
Nice.
Quintessential Gold Coast, nice and bright. Yeah, might even get another song out of him.
Yeah, Tom, he's going to need to get around while he's here.
Yeah.
Any chance you could lend him your car? Your Ferrari, your Ferrari Bugini? Your Lamba Ferrari?
I've got a council issue one that he can really jump in there and not Ferrari. But,
you're going to give him a council use?
Yeah, that's it, mate. Well, it'll go, mate, nice for him. Easy. He can put all his guitars in the back very country.
Nice.
I'll get him to catch up with Casey Barnes. I reckon that'd be great.
No, I think you're very protective of that car, Tom. I think you need to get a little bit, just take the hands off the steering wheel a little bit. Let some mates drive it.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to try and slowly build, you know, the ultimate package for the boss to get him here.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as the US election's done and dusted, he's on the first flight to the Gold Coast, and we are going to have everything organised for him.
Mate, you know what? The first stop, I reckon, the Whiskey Lounge at Mudgery Bar.
Oh, that's a
beauty! So, you know, you can just relax. They got some good drop there.
They do.
And they got some special people store their top of the range there behind the bar.
They do.
Say we're friends of theirs and hack into it, you know?
I think, mate, it's a great suggestion. I went there a couple of weekends ago with mates. You can ring Uber Eats. You get your food delivered and the booze is there.
Oh,
we have had restaurants ass around face for about 50 years in this country.
That's cool.
Just put the booze in a hall and bring your own fish and chips. It's fantastic.
Well,
there you go.
I think, too, if we can give them tickets to every AFL NRL game, and I've got the biggest surprise you can give him.
Come on.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay.
You can give him Tom Hanks.
He's already here. Just as a keepsake.
He's already here. But I do want to know, Tom, who do you think looks better on an album cover in jeans?
Ooh.
Like the Bruce Springsteen brilliant album
Born
cover.
Born in the USA,
That's right. Yeah. Do you think you could pull off a pair of jeans like that?
Yes.
Oh, mate, it's not... Mate, I just started the gym. Give me a couple of weeks.
Yeah. A couple of weeks.
The gravity's been working against me a bit there.
What you're saying is that the album cover wouldn't be wide enough, Tom.
No, it wouldn't be.
You just get one cheek on the album cover.
That's about it. I can't get on top of Bruce. I mean, I can't beat Bruce on this.
If he does a double album, you're right on it.
Yeah. A vinyl album cover.
Hey, thanks, Tom. We're going to try and get him here as much as we can.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, guys. Have me on.
Victoria's been having a really, really tough time in lockdown. We've put together another message to help them get through. After all, we're all in this together. This is what we call Dear Victoria.
I ended up playing 36 holes the other day.
Oh.
Played the first 18 and thought, you know what?
Oh.
What am I going to do for the second half of the day?
Good point.
So I played 36 holes on one of the 36 golf courses here on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, you're probably pretty exhausted. I wouldn't feel like cooking. You'd go out for tea, wouldn't you?
Went out for dinner.
Yeah, that's the way.
But you know what was the worst thing?
Mm.
Went to the shopping centre and forgot where I parked my car.
Oh.
That is, you know, I went to this like vibing place the other day. There was too many people. I mean, I had to wait ages to get into the toilet.
So
I ordered a pina colada and they bought an espresso martini. So disappointing. And there was a band playing and stuff. I wasn't into them.
And I forgot to put my mistake, school holidays,
because, you know, the kids went back to school.
Yeah.
Forgot to put sunblock on the young one. Got burnt shoulders.
And have you got that empty nest feeling when they're at school?
Oh, my God.
Just really miss the sound of their voices.
I miss homeschooling. I really do. But I think all of us collectively want Victoria to know that we're all in this together.
Hashtag all in this together.
Bullshit.
It's the hashtag stay safe.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.